We've been tracking the gap in services for people with developmental disabilities in Washington. On Monday, legislators heard from parents and advocates. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins was there.
With her 3-year-old son, Owen, at her side, Lindsay Topping Schutz told a legislative advisory committee what it's like to bring a developmentally disabled infant home from the neonatal intensive care unit.
He had an oxygen tank and tubes that trailed throughout our home, monitors and alarms. He was 100% dependent on a feeding tube.
Topping Schutz says it was just her and her husband.
We now had to fill the shoes of an entire NICU all on our own and without anybody coming to help us.
In Washington, families can qualify for in-home care through Medicaid, but those services aren't an entitlement, and when the money runs out, that's it. Sue Elliott represents the ARC of Washington. She says when families desperate for help ask for advice,
I tell them to move to Oregon. I tell them to move to another state. Do not come to Washington because we don't have the supports people need.
Now, advocates like Elliott and moms like Topping Schutz are urging lawmakers to link funding for developmental disability services to growth in population. They note that nearly 14,000 people who qualify for services aren't getting them, and hundreds who've directly asked for help have been turned away. After we profiled Topping Schutz in September, she got a call saying Owen will get in-home care, but lining it up is proving difficult.
So it's still very clear to me that even once you get services, it is a messy web trying to navigate it.
One of the issues is a shortage of qualified people to provide in-home care. As a first step, Democratic State Senator Emily Randall plans to introduce a bill in January to link funding to population. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.